Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Dublin Delish.
98FM.
We do Dublin Delish every single Tuesday, but over the last couple of weeks, we have been getting very festive with our food, given the time of year that we are at. Of course, we're getting festive with Russell Alford, who is one half of Gastrogaze and also Sunday Times Restaurant Critique, knows a thing or two about food and especially Christmas food, Russell, isn't that right?
Yeah, I've become a little bit obsessed. I've made it my personality. I've become the go-to guy in the office for everyone to ask me questions about it. And you know what? It's been a mantle I've been glad of. So I'm quite proud of it. But we are at the end of our Christmas season here on Dublin Delish.
We are indeed.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Mm. We've been doing a lot of sandwiches, ranging from, you know, baguettes to focaccia to ciabattas to sourdoughs.
Yeah.
Is a burger a sandwich?
Is it a brioche burger? A brioche one, I would say maybe yes to. Traditional kind of seeded bun, I'm probably
like,
going to say
not
no.
A,
okay. I don't think so.
Okay, well.
Change my mind,
isn't
though.
Isn't it between two slices of bread?
Technically, yes, it is.
Yes, yes.
You would class it as a sandwich?
I would argue a burger is a type of sandwich. It's an individual sandwich. It has its own identity.
It's a very unique sandwich.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but I'll take your... Yeah. You're the foodie. You're the expert here. I will go with what you say.
I love that we can divert it. You know something about this. You just say whatever you like.
We'll just go with it.
Well, ho, ho, ho. It's time for Father Cluckmas. We are going to cluck chicken, who are in Walkinstown and Talla.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the winner of the inaugural Dublin Delish Award at the Best of Dublin Awards back in April.
Yeah.
So very, very worthy winner. And when I've had this particular burger, incredibly worthy when I ate it, because it is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
How does it compare to a Christmas sandwich? It's very different.
Okay.
Obviously.
Talks to
because it's a chicken burger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're using Rings Farm, who's a really high quality producer, fried chicken, double fried chicken,
ooh,
covered in hot honey, baconaise, which is bacon flavored mayonnaise.
Oh,
stunning.
Lovely.
Sausage and herb stuffing, of course, because it's Christmas.
Have to have the stuffing.
Pickled fried onions. So the onions are pickled and then fried. So there's extra little bit of vinegariness in there to it.
Lovely.
Cranberry ketchup.
Have to have the cranberry sauce as well.
It's
cranberry flavouring.
Absolutely. A potato bun. So it's like a potato infused bun. It's really lovely.
Okay.
And a festive gravy. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Father Cluckmas.
How do you feel about kind of calling this a Christmas sandwich, but it being chicken? I was expecting you to bring turkey still. I thought that it was still, we're still going turkey, we're still going ham, but chicken. How does the chicken mix in with the traditional other Christmassy bits?
It just works so well. As in, like, turkey and chicken, like, let's be real, especially fried chicken, you're going to be brining it, you're going to be marinating it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, turkey's dry.
It is.
It can be dry.
I've said this before about turkey.
Yes, you've dissed turkey a lot here on this show.
I know, I'm sorry.
So at least you're guaranteed moist, gorgeous, unctuous, delicious chicken when you get this. This is generally one of the nicest burgers I've had in ages. It was so nice.
Okay.
It was so good. But it was festive without it being in your face festive, in the sense that you're having turkey and ham and everything like
that. Exactly. Because there's a big high expectation as well when it comes to Christmas sandwiches. You have to have all of the boxes ticked.
Exactly.
But this is a bit of fun. This is a fun Christmas menu item.
And it's taking the inspiration from all the different elements. So instead of ham, you've got baconaise. You know, there's hot honey in there, which just adds an extra something, because of course you might glaze your carrots in honey, so you know, it's a lot of inspiration taken from all these different places. If you're not familiar with Cluck Chicken, as I say, they're in Walkinstown and Talla, opened up as a truck during COVID and has done such amazing things over the time. Their wings are incredible. They do amazing burgers, great offers throughout the week as well, including on a Tuesday where everything is half price. So if you did fancy Father Cluckmas, instead of 12 quid, it's 6 quid today. Not bad at all.
There you go. I was about to ask you, how much are we talking on a normal day? So this is €12.
Yes.
But if you want to run today for lunchtime, it is going to be €6.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great value.
So as I said, we've gone through a few different ones. We've gone Little Gino's, we've gone Pepper Pot, we've gone Tear. All of those videos are up on 98FM's socials. And you'll be able to see Father Cluckmas at Cluck yourself very shortly. And that for 2025 is Dublin Delish.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
So yesterday on the show, we were chatting through gift ideas for your partner, for your friends, for your colleagues. But the question I have got for you this morning, It is about the most important gifting you're going to be doing this year. What are you getting for the pets? Because according to a new pet survey by the Swan Rathmines, it has revealed what we all kind of secretly suspected. And that is that our pets are absolutely cleaning up at Christmas. Almost half of Irish people have admitted that they spend more on their pets than their partners during the festive season. So breaking this down right by numbers, just under half of people are splashing out between €20 and €50 on their furry best friends, while more than 20% are happily dropping up to £100 on treats, toys, festive nonsense that you know they're going to destroy in 5 minutes. Then there is the committed 6% going full Santa Paws mode, spending over €100 to make sure their pets have the best Christmas around. Tell me honestly, right? And I'm not going to judge you because I am a total animal person. I would have grown up with pets my entire life, would have bought many a Christmas present for them. Which of those brackets are you fitting into? Are you between 20 to 50? Are you just under 100? Are you spending over €100 on your pets? Again, this is a judgment-free zone, okay? I will not blame you because you know what? Our pets, it's clear, they're living their best lives and you know what? They deserve it. When we had our gorgeous cat, we very quickly realised he was not materialistic, which was obviously a great thing for the bank account because many a Christmas we would have got him toys, scratching posts. He didn't want them. You know what he was more interested in? The box they all came in. It's a simple thing. They're like children, aren't they? So tell me honestly, and I would love to hear from you on a WhatsApp voice note to 087 798 98 98. Are you spoiling your pet at Christmas? What do you get them? Because for a lot of pets, they've kind of got it all already, right? How much are you spending? And are you spending more on your pets than your partners? Please let me know on 087 798 98 98. Speaking of Christmas, we are chatting about Christmas gifts for the pets. After finding out, according to a new survey that's been done by the Swan Rathmines, it has been revealed that almost half of Irish people admit they spend more on their pets than their partners during the festive season. So just under half are splashing out between 20 and €50. More than 20% dropping just under €100. And 6%, they are doing the full works. Splashing over €100 to make sure the pets have the best Christmas ever. You know what I say? Deserved. I would say when we had our pets, we had a cat and a mini schnauzer. I was probably fitting into the 20 to €50 category purely on the basis that our cat and our dog just didn't kind of want anything. They weren't interested in toys. Obviously boded well for us because we didn't have to spend that much on Christmas. But at the same time, the reverse of it, if you are someone who is spending over €100 on your pets, I'm not judging you. They deserve it. I also have a question though for the partners in question, right? If you are the partner of someone who is spending a lot of money on their pet, tell me, how are you feeling about that? Is it all right? Are you putting up with it? We're on 087 798 98 98. You've been getting in touch on this as well. Aoife's in Drumcondry, she says, my cat got an advent calendar, a new bed and a stocking. Himself got socks. I mean, priorities. Paul is in Lucan, he says, Santa Paws brought my Labrador a new toy. He ate it before Stephen's Day, worth every cent. This is another thing, right? People bring in the dogs, or maybe the cats, to see Santa Paws. I absolutely love this so much. Another question I have as well, right, around the pets at Christmas. Kind of getting top priority in the household, and again, deservingly so. Are your pets having Christmas dinner with you? Because every single year on Christmas Day, they wouldn't have, you know, the normal tinned food that they're having literally 364 days of the year. They would get their own turkey and ham. I'm presuming we were not the only household doing that.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.